for food to eat, shelter for my body, and clothing as well as clothing for my body. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all the members who are here today, all of those who have come out, and for those who still may be on their way. We pray and ask for safety on their behalf. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for those brothers who have taken part in the services thus far, and we ask that you continue to bless them and their families as well. We thank you for the leaders of this congregation and ask for blessings upon them and their families also. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, and we pray for the sick and the shut in, those who may not be doing as well as they'd like to be doing, and especially for those who are caregiving for those who are not well this morning. We pray a special blessing, ask a special blessing upon them as well. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for this day, because this is your day, O Lord. And we thank you that you have allowed us to be able to come out to serve thee in spirit and in truth. We thank you this morning, O Heavenly Father, for each and every member in the audience this morning. And we pray that they might be strengthened from these services today. And Father, even though this word this morning is coming from your word, we pray that you would speak for us and give me the understanding that I need to impart these words unto the congregation. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for your Son Jesus who died on yonder's cross, that we may have a right to the tree of life. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for each and every one who's here today, because for their feeling, they may not be feeling as well as they'd like to feel, but we thank you anyway, Father, that they are here. Father, we pray for the parents who are raising their children. We pray this morning, O Heavenly Father, for the husband and the fathers and the mothers who are raising their children. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you would bless each and every one of them, that they may raise their children upright, O Lord. Then, Father, we pray for the dangers of our streets. We just pray that we all can be safe and trust in you when we go out into the dangerous streets. We pray, O Heavenly Father, and ask you to be with those who don't want to do the right thing, O Lord. Soften their hearts, that they may learn to do what thus saith the Lord. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that we as Church of Christ Christians should be on the forefront of teaching those people and helping them to understand what thus saith the Lord. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all of those who do, and we pray for strength for those who may not be at that point yet. We thank you this morning, Father, because when your Son went to the cross, We didn't have a chance of a prayer, but he took our place and died on the cross for us. Thanking you right now, O Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask all of these and many other blessings. Let us all say, Amen. The subject of praying always comes up in a Christian's life. And the main reason is because that's the way of reaching God. So as we go into our lesson this morning, we want to talk about God's ear is not heavy. We speak to each other in many ways through phone calls, letters, emails, instant messaging, and texts. In other words, we have become so electronically connected, I wonder if one day we lose the power of talking, we may lose the power of talking to each other. With God, it's through prayer. I sometimes ask the question, without prayer, where would we be? One of the reasons I like prayer is because it is our personal time with God. And no, He may not give you an instant answer, but that is no reason to stop praying. Sometimes we are not answered because our prayers may be interrupted or disrupted by many factors that sometimes are not our own. This is why we need to reach out through prayer. We need to reach out early and often to make sure we keep in contact with Him. What can cause these disruptions or interruptions in our prayer? Well, God's ear is not heavy, but all too often the problem is we fail to pray. There's a failure on our part to pray. Too often people, and I speak this even to Christians, either we forget or we just fail to pray. Some never pray, some infrequently pray, and some pray only when they feel that nothing or no other way will do. But Jesus issued a command in Luke 18 in verse number 1 where He said, men ought to always pray and not faint. This verse does not mean that we do nothing but pray all the time. It simply means that we don't forget about praying. It simply means that as in Philippians 4 and 6, that in everything we pray. The problem for some is that they haven't prayed in so long. They suppose themselves to have lost the abilities to get through to the Lord. There are those who only know prayer on Sunday mornings when they come to church. If you are not praying and praising God, how do you know what He has in store for you? How will you know what He has in store for you? The Bible tells us, the word of the Lord tells us in Matthew chapter 21 in verse number 22, whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing ye shall receive. When you pray, you've got to believe. When we pray, we've got to understand if the church began to pray for something, we ought to have the faith that God can deliver. If we pray for rain, we ought to come equipped with our umbrellas. If you're praying, asking God to give you a bundle of cash, that may not happen. Not because God doesn't love you, but because He loves you more than you think He does. God gives us air to breathe, water to drink, and food to eat, and still many don't see the need to reach Him or to go to Him in prayer. In today's text of Isaiah chapter 59, verses number 1 and verse number 2, listen to what the text says. It says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither is His ear heavy that it cannot hear. But watch this, church. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. We find these Jews who are being spoken to regarding their displeasure with God because He had not delivered them as they believed He should have in Isaiah 58 and following. They had fasted, they had prayed, but had not yet received what they felt was lacking. So Isaiah is about to explain to them and to us why God may not have answered their prayers. Another reason that God can't hear us sometimes is because our sins have come between us and God. Our sins are blocking or disrupting or interrupting, if you will, the path between us and God. Too often we are like these Jews. We want to blame God for what's our own faults. We say, I pray. I continue to pray. But God never answers me. Sometimes you don't know how to seek and look for the answer that God has already given us. Sometimes the answer is so close that you can't even see it. But I tell you something this morning. It may be that your sinful ways are getting between you and your prayers and God. In that second verse of Isaiah 59, it says that. It says, but your iniquities have separated between you and God, and your sins have hid His face from you that He will not hear. God hides His face from us as we have a serious state of affairs when God hides His face from us. In Jeremiah 5, in verse number 25, He offers up these words. He said, your iniquities have kept good things from you. When you allow sin to get between you and God, you don't know what God has in store for you. You don't know what He may be in the offering for you. We never want to cause God to turn His face from us. In Psalms chapter 66, in verse number 18, the psalmist wrote, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. If you put iniquity in your heart, God may not hear you. Any one of us may fall into sin at one time or another. But God, who has all of the wisdom, He knows all about it. And He has given us a way to deal with this issue. In 1 John chapter 1, in the verses of number 8 and number 9, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe that every now and then we need to ask God to cleanse us, because we may not practice sin, but I just believe we so easily can fall off guard and be caught up in sin. There's nothing wrong with a Christian asking God for forgiveness. Some folks seem to think that it's a shame or it's not right if I ask God to forgive me. But who better to ask God for forgiveness than a Christian? Who better to ask God for forgiveness than one who is able to go to God and reach out and reach to God? Every now and then, when we talk to God, we ought to remember to ask Him, Lord, if I've done any infraction or if I've committed any sin, please, Father, clear it up for me and teach me the ways of thy ways that I may not do them again. I think that as Christians, we ought to be so well versed in our prayers to the Lord that there should be no time when we should not be able to call out to God in prayer. I think that sometimes we think that since God already knows, I don't need to pray. God likes to hear it from us. He likes to know what's on our... Didn't He say, ask and you shall receive? How do you ask God? You pray and ask Him, don't you? That's the way we reach God, through prayer. Every now and then, every Christian ought to find a way to fall down on his knees. And if your knees won't allow you to fall down on, God understands that, but you need to take time to go to Him in prayer. There's a problem when Christians don't have a prayer to give to God. There's a problem when a Christian can't call upon his God because he's so fearful that God won't hear him. There's a problem there. Some don't pray because they don't feel that God knows them. But who can know us better than our Maker? Who can know us better than the one who dealt with every little hair on our head? The one who deals with every ear on our head, and the one who deals with every eye that we have to see things by. God made us. God knows us. Sometimes some don't pray because they fail to believe. If one does not believe that God is able, how can he ask in prayer of God? How can one must have faith when he asks God for something as well as belief? If any of us, in James chapter 1 and the verses number 5 and 6, the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that gives it. But let him ask, in verse 6 it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea that's driven and tossed by the wind. In order that we may deal with stuff, and stuff comes up, does it not, church? When stuff comes up, we've got to know how to deal with it. When stuff comes up, and in this life, stuff is going to come up, we have to find time to go to God in prayer. Our time with God should be in asking Him to help us get through whatever is going on. But sometimes we have to understand that asking God to remove something may not be what we get in our answer. Sometimes asking God, it's better to ask God to just show me how to deal with what I'm going through. Show me how to deal with what issues I've got. We should never be surprised when our prayers are answered. We should just learn to accept them and move on and be thankful that they have been answered. Do you remember in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, with verses 8 and 9, where Paul asked the Lord to remove whatever it was that was ailing him? And God answered him in verse number 9, letting him to know that His grace was sufficient. Sometimes grace is enough to get us through the stuff that we go through in life. Sometimes grace is all we need. God's grace is everything for us. Lord, just get me through it. That's what our prayer ought to be. But if you don't get me through it, Lord, allow me to be able to deal with it as you see fit. When God answered him and said that his grace was sufficient, Paul accepted that. Because he knew that God will supply all of our needs. As long as we have God's sufficient grace, ask yourself the question, what more can we ask for? For that shall be enough. When we don't get that pile of cash we ask for, like I explained to you a minute ago, if we don't get it, just thank God that He gives you what He gives you and accept that. As long as you got as much cash as you need, you don't need any more. Isn't that right? Notice what the apostle said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 10. He said, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. When I am weak, then am I strong. In other words, what are you saying, Paul? Paul was just glad to accept God's grace. In essence, he said, Lord, you didn't even have to answer me, but you did, so I'll be satisfied with what your will is for me. And we ought to be too. We ought to be satisfied when God answers our prayer, and it may not always be the answer that you're looking for, but it's the answer that God gives you. Sometimes, when we ask for something, we don't really need it in the first place. And God already knows this. God already knows what we need. But we must learn to be satisfied, for when we are all humanly weak, and God's grace is strength for us. So I ask the question this morning, have you been to the Lord in prayer lately? Or have you been getting by on the prayers of others? You know, as I always say, you pray for me and I'll pray for you, but even if you don't pray for me, I'm still going to pray for you. Well, sometimes my prayer may not be enough to cover both of us or all of us. You've got to pray sometimes for yourself. You've got to remember what Isaiah said in verse number 2 of chapter 59. He said, but your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, that He will not hear. Sometimes He may not hear my prayer nor yours. But you don't stop praying. You don't block up the prayer line. You don't want your prayer line interrupted or disrupted when you go to God in prayer. And I tell you something about praying. Praying is universal. Praying can be as easy and simple as you talking to me. Some of us can get on the computers and just type for hours and hours at a time. But then you ask them to pray and they say, I don't know how. But in conversation with God, that's all you're doing. You're having a conversation with God. And you're asking God for whatever it is that you need to ask Him for. So when Isaiah said that God may have hid His face from you, that He will not hear, it's because something got in the way. So ask yourself the question, is there anything getting in your way to praying to God this morning? Is there anything that you need to do so that you can get God to hear and answer your prayers? If you don't pray to God, how are you going to know what blessings He may have for you? If you don't pray to God, you ought to be praying to God each and every moment that you need in the daytime. When you have needs, I should say. You ought to be praying to God. But when you run out of time for God, you're running out of time for yourself, perhaps. You remember verse number 1, it says, behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither His ear heavy that it cannot hear. God will hear your prayer if you haven't been disrupted or interrupted in your prayer line to Him. Sometimes I ask myself the question, I say, Lord, if you can hear me, answer me, Lord. But then sometimes I wonder, am I all right with the Lord? I think I am. But I ask the question because I want to be clear on it. And then when you least expect it, something comes up sometimes. Stuff, that same stuff I was talking about comes up. And when that stuff comes up, you've got to be willing and ready and able to go to God in prayer. And when that stuff comes up, and if you don't have God, if you're not able to reach God, that stuff may just hang on with you for a long time. But Isaiah says, he says, God's hand is not shortened that it cannot, neither is ear heavy that it cannot hear. And then when I go back to Luke 18:1, where it said men ought to always to pray and faint not, that means to keep on praying even in the even in times of hard times, even when it seems as though your prayers are not answered, just keep on praying. Don't stop. An unanswered prayer is not a time to stop praying. When God doesn't answer your prayer, that doesn't mean you stop asking. When God doesn't answer your prayer, that doesn't mean that, Lord, I'm going to give up on you because you're not going to answer me anyway. Doesn't mean that. Sometimes God answers us and we can't see that God has already answered us. Sometimes our way, our eyes become foggy, our minds become emotionally heavy, and we can't see that the answer is already there. We've got to go back to where Paul was at. We've got to go back and accept the fact that God didn't remove whatever his ailment was, but that he gave him his grace, which was sufficient. I think that sometimes we as Christians don't feel that we need to pray to the Lord. Some of us, not all of us. I think we sometimes feel that I don't need to pray because I'm already a Christian. Well, I tell you something. You need to pray even more. You need to pray even more because Satan is after you. And if you don't think he's after you, I like what was in the bulletin this morning of folk who say that they don't have enough money to put in the collection while they light up a cigarette. Did you read the bulletin? You ought to read it this morning. Or I don't have any money to put in the collection plate when I get to church, but yet soon as I leave church, I'm going shopping. You need to make sure that you give God what's his. And you say, well, it's my money. No, it's not your money. It's God's money. And when it's God's money, you need to give him his part of it. If he allowed you to get as much, whatever you have, you need to give back to him so that he can get his part. Now, God doesn't need your money. It's the church that needs the money. God owns everything, and we need to look at this matter a little closer from time to time. We need to take an inventory. Lord, am I giving the way I should? Am I giving what I ought to be giving? Am I giving it in the right manner? Is my heart in it? Now, he don't want you to just throw your money in the basket and say, I'll just give it just because they keep bothering me. You've got to give with your heart, from your heart. Give as though as you have purpose in your heart. And yes, every now and then I have to talk a little bit about giving. I have to talk a little bit about giving because the board doesn't always look right. And it never looks right when it's not meeting budget. And so I've seen the board where it doesn't look right quite a few times. And sometimes I believe that Christians, we ought to get on our knees and say, Lord, teach me, am I giving right or how to give? I've already got it in your word, but show me, Lord, how I can make it even when I give. But sometimes we put so many other things ahead of giving. We put everything ahead of giving. I got to pay JCPenney. I got to pay Macy's. I'll give to the church next time. The problem with that is you don't know if you have a next time. The problem with not praying is the fact that you may be short-sighting yourself. You've got to learn to pray more often, pray often and more often than you normally do. We've got to learn to accept the fact that if your iniquities have separated from you, between you and God, you've got to try to remove your iniquity. You've got to get rid of your sin. You've got to hustle yourself up that you can reach out and touch God. And I know my time is just about up. I tell you that all the time, but this is my first closing, so I got another closing coming. At least one more. You know, when God answers our prayer, sometimes we need to thank God in more ways than just say thank you. We need to bring that to the church and tell somebody about that, what God has done for you. When you have prayed and God has given you the answer to your prayer and it's the way you want it to be, you need to let somebody know that God has tremendously blessed me. He didn't just bless me. He blessed me tremendously. And I need to make sure that I'm giving to the church the way I need to give to the church. And my sermon was not on giving, it's on praying, but I just threw this in. This is your second sermon. When you talk about giving, when you talk about praying, you need to talk about giving also. Ask God to show you how to give. Now, if you've got so much debt on you that you can't afford to give, guess what you need to do? You need to ask the Lord to show you how to get out of this debt. You know, you need to speak to God. You need to speak to God about what's the right thing for me to do. Didn't He say He would supply all your needs? If you've got food, you've got clothing, and you've got shelter, what else do you need? Do you need a pocket full of money? It's only going to get you in more trouble. Give it to the church. Let the church put it to work. You know, somebody out there is in need. And sometimes we need to consider the fact that I may have what I need, but I've got an excess, so why don't I? Do you remember the rich man who wanted to tear down his barns and do this for I and I and I and I? Sometimes we have to learn to share. Sometimes we have to learn to accept that God has given me all of this. And we have to go to God in prayer and ask Him, how do I divide this up, O Lord? When I got ready to go to bed on last night, just like you, I prayed, didn't you? Just like you, I asked God to guard me while I slept, didn't you? Just like when I got up this morning, I thanked Him for letting me get up and for letting me wake up. You know, when you roll over and you look out the window, if you can't see light, you say, I'm going to roll back over and go back to sleep. But sometimes the daytime is fooling you a little bit because God may not have given us a sunshiny sky. It may be a dark and a dreary sky. But that doesn't mean that you go back to sleep. It may be time for you to get up. You have to ask God to give you the grace and the help to get you up. So praying. Praying is the right thing for a Christian to do. Praying about everything. That's what the Philippian writer says. Pray about everything. Pray when even you don't think you need to pray. Pray anyhow. Because there's never a time when you don't need to pray. You can pray because you have a headache, or you can pray because you got a full stomach. It's just a different kind of prayer. Thank you, Lord, for giving me this full stomach, but help me, Father, to get rid of this headache. So you need to ask God in your prayers. For sometime you need to ask Him for wisdom, like James speaks of. Because with wisdom you can decipher and discern the difference between things. But when you ask, like I say, ask in faith. Ask for it in faith. If you ask God to give you sunshine, take your sunglasses when you go out. Because God just may give you that sunshine. If you ask for food on your table, be prepared for a bounty, because God just may give you a bounty. So you've got to learn to remember that God is able to do all things. Not some things. God is able to do all things. With God, all things are possible. And so there's nothing in your life that God can't handle. But you've got to go to Him. If I need to be over here, Lord, in my prayer, I'm going to ask, where do you want me at, Lord? And if I need to be over here, I'll ask him, are you sure I need to be over there or do I need to be over there? So think about it, church. You need to continue to pray and faint not. You need to continue to pray always. Pray about everything. And someone may ask the question this morning, how do I get close enough to the Lord that I may reach Him through prayer? Well, you come by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, and then being baptized to become a member of the Lord's body. But if you've become a member of the Lord's body a long time ago and you've fallen short, ask God to forgive you, come forward, ask the church to pray with you and for you that you may get back to where you need to be. If this is your desire, as we together stand and sing the song of invitation.
Number 572. There's a call, come bring in all the rest.